Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. It's just Ashley and I here today, and I've been wanting to do this for a while. I miss our horror story segments, and what I find very interesting, like on obviously TikTok, is when it's like, all right, get ready with me to hear how I found out I was being cheated on. And they're just like the juiciest stories you could ever imagine. And I know it's horrible and I feel bad for them. And I just kind of wanted our own little series on this. So I collected, I think, 4 to 5 stories of like pretty bad ways people have been cheated on. So we're going to have people come in and out. Ashley, how do you feel about this segment? I feel like this isn't for anxious listeners as well. If you're a girl in an anxious situation, you have an anxious attachment style, and you're worried about being cheated all the time, this may not be your episode.
Well, I've never really worried about that, so I think I'm okay with it.
I know you haven't worried about it. I'm giving like a PSA for like, I know
so
these girlies.
Is it going to be about the way that they found out is atrocious, or it was like the way that they were cheated on was atrocious? Was it going on for years behind
their
back?
There's a mixture. So we have our first caller, and she's going to be anonymous. So anonymous, you had a story that was one of my favorites. If you want to tell us kind of like your in-depth tale of how you found out you're being cheated on, go for it.
Okay,
she's
sure.
Just in-depth, but you know, keep it to like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
Five to 10 minutes, whatever details we need to get the juice out, you know?
Okay, I'll make it brief.
Okay.
Okay, so we met through mutual friends. He had a good job. He was good looking. He was sweet. Everything you could want in like a man. He cheated on me 3 years into our relationship. So already a red flag. We got back together and 2 years later, he proposed to me. Come the wedding planning. I basically planned the whole wedding, which is me and my mom. He wanted nothing to do with it. Didn't want to do the tastings. Didn't want to do anything. Had no say.
No tastings?
No tastings. He didn't want to do any tastings. Yeah. Speaks about him.
Sure does.
If he doesn't have a love for food, we don't love him.
Yeah, exactly. Same. right before the wedding, I had a feeling he was cheating on me again. So I went through his phone one night. I saw that he was messaging our neighbor 2 doors down and that he was going over there while I was at work. At the time, he worked nights and I worked days.
Were you friends with this neighbor?
No, I didn't like her from the beginning. I got like that vibe right away.
Did you say that you knew that he was going over?
Yeah, he was going over there while I was at work. So I worked days and he worked nights.
But how did you know this?
She went through his phone.
Intuition. Oh, okay. Yeah, but through his phone.
I was going to say, are there house cameras and you can see him going over?
Shut up. There's probably more I could have caught. Anyway, so I went through his phone. I saw he was messaging our neighbor 2 doors down and that he was going over there while I was at work. He worked nights and I worked days. He eventually confesses to cheating on me again. This is 2 weeks before my wedding. I just got it out of him. I just kept questioning and say, I know. And this was 2 weeks before my wedding.
Oh my gosh.
So he somehow convinces me to stay together. He was very manipulative. The rehearsal dinner comes. He shows up absolutely drunk. Rehearsal dinner. He won't take anything seriously. He makes fun of the wedding coordinator and my minister. And I just run off crying out of embarrassment.
Oh my God.
Okay.
He publicly makes fun of them?
Yeah. Like in front of all our family and friends that were there.
Oh my gosh.
Awful. Yeah. And so the morning of my wedding comes and I feel sick to my stomach. My gut is telling me I should not marry this man.
Yeah.
Okay. I pull myself together. I go to my wedding. Everything looks perfect. Me and my mom killed it. It looks beautiful. I go to walk down the aisle. And as I walk down the aisle, who do I see sitting to my right on the aisle seat? The neighbor.
Wow.
He cheated on me with. So
was she invited to the wedding? Did he invite her?
He invited her.
You had to have known this, though.
I had no idea. I walked down in complete shock.
Oh my God. So you're going down the aisle and you're not really looking at him. You see this bitch on the end of the aisle.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. And he was like, yeah, come watch me get married and we'll have sex later. Yeah, it was like a weird
situation. I don't know how she would be okay with that too, but.
Yeah, she's like almost more conniving than he is.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. But I think he gave a plus one. One of the plus ones didn't come. So he filled her in.
Okay, so what happened?
So we did like our pictures. We did our.
Yeah. You continued and you walked down the aisle and you said, I do.
I couldn't leave with all my family and friends there. I was like, what do I do?
But it also would have been epic.
Yeah, it would have been. But I don't think I had it in me at that time. Now we did that for sure.
Yeah.
Did you sign paperwork?
Yeah. We did the marriage certificate and everything right there.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, you walk in the aisle. You're looking at him with anger in your eyes as you're saying your vows.
Oh, I'm like in tears, and it's not like crying tears because I'm happy. I'm in like sad tears, and like I'm shaking.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And I didn't tell anybody he previously cheated on me before I got married. So like I tried to keep it all to myself. I didn't tell my mom. Nothing. So I just had to like pull it together and go through it.
Oh my gosh, it was all in you and only you.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard.
Did you have any fun at your reception? What was he doing? Was he dancing with her?
He was just hanging out with her the whole time. He was dancing.
Oh, you know.
He even spoke to me. Barely even spoke to me that night.
Why would he want to get married? You know, you're trying to salvage it. I understand the pressures of inviting him to your wedding already, but like he could have just walked away.
Yeah, he could have, but he was very manipulative. And I think like I was with him for 10 years at that point. So I think he was just like, he didn't want to embarrass himself. He didn't want to embarrass his family. Like he was just a womanizer. He's awful.
Okay.
He spent the whole night with her. And then within a year after we got married, I left him once I could save up enough money and like comfortably get out on my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is he with this woman now?
No, he's actually with the first girl he cheated on me with in 3 years of our relationship.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. It was awful.
I feel so bad that you had to go through that wedding.
Yeah, me too. Well, even the divorce, though, because I divorced him right at the beginning of COVID, so I couldn't see anybody. So I basically dropped the bomb of everything that he did and surprised everybody with his actions. And I was all by myself. So I basically went through the whole divorce by myself, too. I moved out on my own. I did everything on my own afterwards. So,
how was your first year of marriage?
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. He came off nights then. So he was working nights the whole time we were together. And once he came off nights, I couldn't stand him. He was home every day. I was like, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So how old were you when you started dating? Because you were together for 10 years.
I was 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like your whole 20s was with him.
All my 20s were gone with him. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Did you eventually tell your family that he cheated on you multiple times?
Yeah. I told them right when I announced that I was divorcing him. I reached out to everybody, but I got a lot of negative feedback too.
So that's what I was worried about.
They didn't believe me because I didn't say anything the whole relationship. But you don't want to tarnish your man's reputation if you're going to try to make it work. And I'm just loyal, right? Like I'm loyal. Yeah. I'm going to try to stick by you as much as I can. But.
Oh, girl. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. That's so sad.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm in a good place now. I know what I want. I know who I am. I'm in a good relationship now. So.
Oh, love it.
Oh,
love
good. It. Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you are suspicious and you go through his phone, you're going to find something. You basically don't need to go through it. You just know.
Your gut
the lesson is this. Go through his phone.
People may not agree with that, but we'll see. All right.
No, I think it's fine. If you're in a very committed relationship, if your partner will let you see his phone, it says something.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Anonymous.
No problem.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah. So the going through the phone thing, I know, I feel like a lot of people like say, don't go through someone's phone. Because you don't want to, what is that? Like
just a privacy? Like you don't privacy, want to be...
like you're, yeah. Like you're not respecting their privacy.
Yeah. But like, why does your spouse need privacy is my question.
I know. I agree I'm with sorry. You.
Like, shouldn't there be just like no secrets?
I know. It's like, what privacy? You should tell me every detail of your life. I agree.
Yeah. Especially in writing. Like, I don't know if there's like,
I guess if you're like on a phone call or something, I'm like, oh, I'll let you have like your phone call. But like, I don't know.
No,
respecting privacy is a cop-out, I believe.
I think so, too. I'm thinking, like, if you have, like, a weird rash on your ass, then, like, that's one thing. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to tell me about it. You could just say, like, I have a...
You don't have to show me it, but you can tell me about it.
Yeah, you should actually always tell me about that, too.
Yes, exactly.
But there's, like, certain things, like, I guess you can keep private. Like, if you... Like, I don't know. I can't even think about something that you should be keeping private from your partner at all, actually. Because I'm
If you have to keep it private, then it's probably naughty.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a really fucked up night in Vegas and you don't want to tell me about that, like, maybe you slept with two people in one night. Okay, fine. Don't tell me
from
about that.
From your previous life, not while
I'm talking
you're
from previous life. Yes. Sorry. Yes. Thank you for the clarification. Then, like, I'm like, cool with that. I don't need to know that. Don't want to know that. But, like, anything that you're currently communicating with on your phone, I think is, like, open knowledge. If you're the kind of person who wants to... This is where the problem lies.
Yes.
If you're, like, the person that is sitting on the couch and you're like, hand over your phone. I have to see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, check up on you every single day like you're a child.
No, that's bad.
That is bad.
There is a fine line.
But if you're like, hey, can I get, like, can I airdrop that picture... or can I like sign
those,
in?
Can I go through those pictures you took of me or something?
Yeah, I'm going to grab, let me forward an email to myself, like grab me your phone.
Yeah.
And if you like, you happen to be scrolling a little bit and you, if there's like any hesitance with that, number one. And then like, if you happen to be scrolling a little bit, whatever, like sometimes Jared's phone will go off when he's sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, oh, it's an employee. Like, yeah. I'm kind of curious. Uh-huh. And then, like, I'll open it up and I'll just, like, see what they're saying.
Yeah. No, I absolutely understand. It is the, like, let me check up on all these texts that you're writing. But if you do have the intuition to go through it, then you're definitely going to find something. And that sucks. And that's, like, I remember, like, doing that before and, like, your heart racing so much. Okay. I'm going
to... Well, sometimes, also- honestly... Like, that'll happen to me when I just, like, going through, when I do that with him, like, through his texts.
I know.
I'm not next to him. I know. Yeah. It's so weird.
It's like we're both
people who
about.
I literally am not worried about whatsoever. And yet, like, I still get a little nervous.
Yeah. Let me preface this entire podcast, essentially, is that if you know who I am, I'm also not the cleanest of people in relationships. I'm going to own up to it.
Okay,
I definitely have cheated before. Yeah. And I know like being on the other side of it. And
which is so crazy that you have been messy before.
Yeah.
That you have been a cheater when it's your ultimate fear.
Fear.
Because
I think it turned into my ultimate fear because I know how it works on the other end. So I'm very I don't want to say I'm knowledgeable about it, but like I know what can happen. I know the signs. I know what you're hiding. I know all of it, which makes it scarier because you know how it goes. So, like, you know what signs to look for. And, but when I've done that before, it is one of those things that like creeps in my mind at night and I cannot fall asleep because I think about how awful I was as a person.
This is why you sleep with the
this
TV on.
This is why I sleep with the TV on. Because I feel so bad about it and I can't take it back, but... I'm a good person now, okay? So we are...
It has been quite a few years.
Okay, so...
You were so bad. Like, you cheated on your high school boyfriend before you ever had been cheated on or anything like that. But then you didn't necessarily stop after you had been cheated on by Jesus, which was your most... That was, like, what
That wasn't even a real
started.
Fucking relationship,
Yeah,
to
but
be
that's
honest.
What started your... concerned
no
about
that
being
was
cheated
ghosting
on.
Not cheating I would no, have ghosting. Forgave him if he cheated on me. I would not have forgave him if he left me in the dust, you know.
Okay, no, that's true. I'm sorry, I forgot that was ghosting.
Ghosting, not cheating.
Take a break to talk about honey love just sounds like not this podcast.
I know,
but we do love honey love, and I know that this ad is supposed to be bra focused, but let me just say that, you know, I have like a leggings drawer and I'm very tied to my, you know, the one brand that Lauren has introduced me to. And I was like, you know, I always just go for that pair now. But then that pair was dirty and I picked a pair that just also felt like fresh and tight. And I put it on. I go, what is this? This is great. It's a Honey Love. And then I'm in Newport going on for a little walk with Dawson. And I like to like be as light as possible. And these yoga pants had deep, pockets in them. So I just put my phone in them, my keys, and then my credit cards, and then we were off. It was so nice. So Honeylove is not just for bras, just letting you know, they just have amazing yoga pants.
I just want to say that also when it comes to bras, that the underwire, like, who the fuck still uses an underwire?
I know, it's very old school.
It's so old school. So Honeylove has the support you need, but without the wire. You get a really nice lift without the wire.
They have like this thing. It's like a technology. What is it called? It's just like it's molded cups, and they have like some sort of thing in there that's not a wire, but some structure.
Some structure
that keeps them up.
And literally, the reason why I wouldn't normally wear a bra is because I don't like the bulging of the back. Like, if it's too tight, like you make it tight so you can feel lifted and secure. But this Honeylove does that without getting any back bulge. It like smooths out your back, so you don't get any back bulge, and you also don't have that wire digging into you. So Honeylove is like the most comfortable.
That's true. But there's also like no shelf like thing where it looks like a uniboob.
Yeah.
They have this lifted, separate molded cups that just like make your bust look fantastic. They also sometimes have a little mesh detailing, which adds a little bit of sexy. It's not just one of those practical bras. So you guys, treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market. The shapewear, which is yoga pants, bras, and then like I was also wearing them at a wedding, their shapewear. Best on the market. Save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. Our exclusive link to get you 20% off is honeylove.com/get it. Cinched, snatched, and lifted. It's hot girl season always, thanks to Honeylove.
Okay, well, I'll tell you my experience with being cheated on, how I found out I was being cheated on, right after our next guest. So let's let her in. All right, we have Chari here, and she's going to tell us her horrific being cheated on story. So go for it.
Okay, so let's do like a little backstory for everything. Please. I met him in eighth grade and we started dating. We were both basketball players. But after eighth grade, I moved from Arizona to California. And for whatever reason, we wanted to stay in a relationship a long distance.
Well, you were eighth grade. That's why.
Yeah. It was a different time.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I was like, how are we even going to see each other? We don't have a car. We're not even old enough to have a car. So I don't know why we decided to do it. And then everything was fine. But all throughout high school, I would get like messages, like Facebook messages from girls like, oh, like he's cheating on you, whatever, yada, yada. And I was like, that's not true.
It's not true. We're Snapchatting. It's real love.
We love each other. That's it. But I would sometimes ask like my friends that I had before, and they were like, no, like everything seems fine, whatever. There was even an incident during like junior year where I really got into it with a with another girl, but it was like via online. Like it wasn't anything. And at this point, we haven't seen each other for like 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What? I was just going to ask that. You weren't like traveling nothing at all to see each other. So you just had like air relationship.
Oh, yeah. An imaginary relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. It was real at first and then it became imaginary for 2 years.
And you did this through high school.
Yeah. My parents are strict. So I couldn't, I wasn't supposed to be dating at that point. So they weren't going to take me back to Arizona. Like, what was I going to say?
That's so true.
Yeah. So, and then senior year, everything's fine, whatever. There was a girl. So he's a basketball player, right? there was somebody that told me like, there's a basketball player in the girls' team. Whenever they would travel, like I guess like they would go together, but I've asked him many times, like, it's not true, it's not real, whatever. Again, being oblivious, and honestly I should have known better. Like I was already a senior at this point. Like, what do you
He hasn't just not kissed anyone for the past 4 years.
Oh my gosh, this is so adorably naive.
Obviously. But anyways, it comes like prom time. I didn't go to his prom, but he ended up coming to my prom. So we went together.
So that's crazy. For the first time in 4 years.
For the first time.
You guys went through puberty away from each other. Now you're back.
Basically. And then Yeah, so we went to prom together. He came to my prom. Everything was fine. It was a perfect, like, prom night, to say the least, right? And mm-hmm. then, yeah, everything was fine. Then he went back home. And then I get a phone call a week, maybe 2 weeks after prom. And he's like, hey, I actually have to tell you something. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, can you actually talk to my mom first? And I was like, huh? Like, what do you mean? I was like, okay. So I talked to his mom, and his mom's like, you know, you're really great.
She's letting her mom break up with you or whatever. Okay, continue.
Yeah, he's like, you're wonderful. Like, he really loves being with you. We can't wait for you to be a part of our family. And I was like, hey, are you proposing to me over the phone? I was like, what's happening? And then he goes back on, and he's like, yeah, like, everything that my mom says is true. It's just, I got somebody else pregnant.
What does that mean to be part of your family then? Or his family?
Like, wait. What do you mean you got somebody pregnant? And me being, and he's like, well, you know, I just thought that we'd been together for so long that it would be okay.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Wait, I'm sorry. This is a high school relationship, so normally I would be like, high school. This is wild. Crazy.
Yes. Okay, so he thought we were together for so long that you would be welcoming of another child?
Yeah, that it would be okay.
Opposite.
That's exactly the quite opposite. That's so silly. Okay, so what did you say?
No. Are you nuts? And I told him too. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, are you crazy? And he's like, no, like, I think you should think about it. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Let me think. So I just hung up on him. And I was like, okay. And I literally sat. I remember folding my clothes in my closet. And I just sat in my closet. And I was like, what the just happened? Like, did that? Like, it felt like a fever dream. And like the most horrible
100%. Possible. So was he dating this girl, or like, what was the relationship?
Yeah. So apparently this was the girl, the basketball girl. And apparently they've been in a relationship situationship for 2 years.
Okay. Oh, so I'm just like, why did the mom get on the phone? Was she like, does she like you more than the other girl?
Sounds and like
then
it.
She was like, never. I just actually want my son to end up with you. I hope this incoming news doesn't F that up.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, probably. I honestly don't even know like what happened. And then so I just call him back. I think it took me like a day to register it. And I think at night I was like, wait, I think that just really happened. Cried myself to sleep. And then the next day I called him and I was like, can you just explain everything that happened? And so, yeah, he explained, I guess she was in the basketball team. They've been doing that for the last, like, 2 years. And then he would be like, yeah, remember, like, when I don't, you know, call you at night and you're like, oh, like, where'd you go? And I tell you my phone is dead. Like, I'm actually spending the night with her. And I'm just like, okay, thank you. That's enough. Like, I don't need
I don't need that detail. Yeah. Thank you very much. Like, okay, so they've had a child together, and do you keep tabs?
I'm still friends with his mom on Facebook. Okay. And like his sister. They have 4 children now.
No.
Wait.
How old are you guys?
I'm 28.
Okay, so they've been together since high school, and they have 4 kids?
Well, they have 4 kids now. I don't think they're married.
Holy moly.
They now have 4 kids together.
Okay, that's interesting. I guess they're meant to be.
Very fertile people.
Yeah, very fertile.
Yeah, I guess so. I was like, oh, that's cool. Why didn't you get pregnant right when it happened?
So then after you called him back and he gave you the play-by-play, did you talk to him ever again after that?
No.
No. Okay, good choice. Lovely lady.
Yeah. I was like, no, thank you. I got like a notification on my phone like a week or two after it happened that she friended me on Facebook. I was like, are you kidding me? What were you going
to
tell me?
She wanted to be friends with you too. They wanted you to be a throuple.
I'm just a lovely person. Like, yeah. They just want to be a part of their life.
Well, you sound adorable. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is like way more traumatic than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I know. I just made it seem like it was nothing. Oh, yeah, like I just found out I'm pregnant. But I was like, why? Why didn't you tell me before prom? Like, I could have just went with my friends and had a good time. And now all my pictures of prom has you in it. And I'm like,
wow. That's true. Just, he could have told you before.
I'm glad that it was your high school years and not like your college years.
Yeah.
Yes. And now I just graduated from my doctorate. So I'm like,
congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. I know. I was looking back on all my pictures because my mom wanted to do like a timeline. And I was like, oh, there he is.
Oh,
well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Letting me share.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, that was... I kind of knew the ending, and I was like, just hold on.
Really? I was like, Lauren, I was just thinking, not so sure if you know the endings to these stories since you scouted them.
Right. I remembered as she was like telling it.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
Okay. So I was going to say how I like going through the phone and all that. Your heart races to like another fucking level. Your skin gets flushed and red.
Yeah.
So he was in college, and then I got a Facebook message from a girl saying, I just sucked your boyfriend's dick,
I was like, great, Lauren. Like, this is an excuse you can break up with him. I was like, wonderful. He's the most disgusting person in the entire world.
And so then I was like,
I will not be sad for you. I am not going to be sad for you ever. This is time to have applause. Sorry.
Okay. So then I was like, well, you know, it may not be true. It's like, trying to deny it. So then next time I saw him and came home, I grabbed his phone as he was taking a nap, went through it, and it was just a whole bunch of like, do you want this dick? You want this dick, don't you?
And can we clarify? Like, he's the kind of guy who would like be at a party and he would like whip out his dick
and be like, look how big this is.
Look how big this is. You should totally suck it. Don't you want to suck? Like, that's like literally his personality. He is a repulsive human. Continue.
And then, like, there's a whole bunch, like, are you coming over now? And a whole bunch, like, I'll be there in 10 minutes and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I'm not sure why you liked him besides the fact that he was very attractive.
Being very attractive is a big deal.
No. Because everybody out there, I know that throughout the years we've referred to this human before, and I have never witnessed somebody who's actually, like, very attractive on the outside but appears so not cute to me because of his personality. And this man does it. Like, he is not attractive once he opens his mouth.
There you go. Okay, so that was my... that was my, like, blatant, like, finding out I was being cheated on story. And then I decided to, after I read those texts, I literally decided that they weren't real. And I blocked them out. And, like, I ignored them for a long time. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah. You guys, Dad just did the most annoying thing this week. Short story. I have, like, overblown storage on my... freaking Apple products because, like, you know, I take too many videos and I'm a total like digital pack rat. Mm-hmm. And I finally figured out how to get 4 terabytes of iCloud storage. And if you are curious, DM me about it. I'll let you know how to do it. But of course, Dad saw it on, because like all the Apple products still go to Dad's card.
Oh.
And then Dad sees it on Rocket Money and he's like, cancel. And I'm like, Dad,
no,
Dad, no. I just got everything backed up. I was so stressed, but I'm like, damn it, Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is good when
it's great for you know, saving money and realizing that there's subscriptions that come up that you forget that you're paying for, or, you know, your daughter charged on your card without you knowing.
Yeah, you get like nice little alerts to let you know that your bank account is dwindling. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions and monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place. It's for people who are really bad with money and that want to be better and they want to have more money.
Or just people, it's not just for people bad at money, Lauren. It's for people who like their money info organized like me.
I need it all in one place because I am scared to open up all my different finance apps. So Rocket Money does that all in one place.
So one big scary place for Lauren.
One big scary, scary app.
but it's very good to know.
It's very good. So on average, people save $720 a year, which is an incredible amount. And Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills up to 20%, which is so random but amazing because I would never think to even negotiate lowering bills.
I love it. Yeah.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. All right, we got another story, and this is from my girl Chelsea. So let's let Chelsea in. All right, Chelsea, I don't know what the story is.
Yes,
so it's a good one. All right, tell us your tale.
So about, I've been married for 10 years, but about like the first or second year, it was in between there. We wanted like spice up before kids. Like we had one kid, but you know, our marriage was not going great. So we're like, well, let's try maybe a threesome.
Oh,
so geez. And like it came from both of us. We're like, okay, we had rules, we set it up, and a good friend of ours that wasn't like too good of a friend, but we knew her, and she was also married, her husband was aware, like it was, yeah, it was like, wow, a good, we thought it was a good thing coming. So we have a dog, and you know when your dog, so the night happens, like, you know, we're having a few drinks, it was fine, and we, you know, started the notion. Yep. And you know when your dog is throwing up, they do that like stomach sound, and like,
yeah,
no matter what, and that's all I hear from the next room over. So I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta go see what's wrong with the dog. So I got up and went to go, and the dog was throwing up. So I was maybe 5 minutes cleaning it up, getting him back, you know, to good, and all I hear is them having sex.
They continued without you.
They continued. And this was maybe.
Did they even start? Did you guys even start? You just said you were having some drinks.
We started. Like, there was kissing. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't. There was some touching and kissing, but like, wasn't like started.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, do I go back in?
Oh, no.
Like, do I,
dude,
like?
I'm petrified for you.
So I didn't go back in, and I was like, how long will this last? Like, what, someone will say something like, where's Chelsea?
Yeah.
No.
No.
They just kept going. It was 23 minutes.
Oh my gosh. You just were listening to your husband have sex with someone else.
I'm going to die for you.
Yeah. It was the most horrifying. And like, this was a friend too. And I didn't know who to be mad at. Like, I was mad at both of them, but mm-hmm. I was just like, I guess it was that good, guys. Was it that good?
So when they came out of the room, or when you went back in the room, what happened?
Where did you go? We had no idea where you went. Like, what happened? That's all they said. They were like, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know, like, I was like, did you discuss it? Like, you know, the third person is missing. And they both did not have much to say other than, I am so sorry.
Oh my gosh. The whole point you were there is for a threesome, not for just like a fucking partner swap. So you should have slept with her husband.
I totally.
It crossed my mind. It did cross my mind. And like the thing was, though, we were going to do it with her husband. Like,
were you attracted to the husband?
Yeah.
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 But I couldn't, like, after that, I was just like, fuck both of you. Excuse my language, but I was just like, yeah. And
okay,
nothing.
Okay, so what happened? How do we rebound from this?
So our marriage took a really steep downfall. Like, that was definitely the start of, I am still married, but it's not great. Mm-hmm. And I probably should have taken that as like not a good start. Yeah, like this is not a good start. And I was young, I was 23. And you know, at that age, I didn't think I realized like this is a tell sign of not a good person. For me,
did you ever see this girl again?
She was our neighbor.
Wow. I can't believe that the husband on that end, on her end, like would allow this.
Yeah. And our husbands, they were friends, but not like great friends.
Okay.
And to be honest, I think they talked about it, but I'm not sure. But they are also divorced now. Okay, so, okay. And they divorced probably like a year and a half after. So I don't know if there was other stuff going on there too. But they were very willing. I will say that when the whole thing came up, they were very like, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. Like, let's spice up.
How does that come up?
Just the whole threesomes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how did you get, like, how did you start that conversation?
So our sex life was never great. Like, we just never have had a great sex life. And I don't know if it's like his libido or, cause I've always been a sexual person.
So I think this was my way. Like, it was, I believe, my idea that first brought it up. And I thought maybe this will just open a door for him to be more adventurous.
Well, he was.
And he was. I guess I got my wish on that, because he definitely took a really big risk there, in my opinion. Because if I were in his shoes, I would not have kept going, personally. I would have just made sure after about like 3 or 4 minutes, I would have been, you know, like a little time.
Oh, your dog. Oh, your dog never threw up.
I know. But, you know, maybe that was meant to happen, I guess. I don't know.
Crazy.
But it's, you know, and I'm the only one that heard it. So I just like got up immediately and was like, you know, you got to take care of your dog.
You're a good dog owner.
I love
everything
dog.
Else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow, that's, that's traumatizing.
Yeah, not sure if I recommend it.
Okay, I was going to say, so you would never obviously do a threesome again?
No.
No.
Not being married. If I was 20, you know, if I was in my 20s and young, yeah, I would. Okay. I think it's fun for single people or people that are in those, you know, is it
relationship?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think about it often?
Yeah. I would say it's definitely, well, the other whole thing is that like our sexual part of our marriage is not there at all anymore. So I think that it always comes up in my mind just because of that reason alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you consider that cheating though, since you invited it into the house?
I would, just because it lasted for so long. If it only lasted like a couple minutes after I left the room.
Yeah.
Because it was my idea. You're right. Like that, it was my, I brought it in.
You're saying like if it was like 3-4 minutes, it's more of just like, oh yeah, we're keeping the mood where it needs to be. But this was so, like, you had so much time. He had so much time to think, like, we should wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. Well, thanks, Chalice, for sharing that. You always have the greatest, most traumatic stories.
Lauren does her hair, if you couldn't
tell. I do her hair. Yes.
Yes. And she's amazing. I love you, Lauren.
Oh, love you too. Love your whole fam. All right. Thank you for coming on, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Bye. Lauren. Wow.
That's correct. I didn't know anything. She didn't tell me anything. She just goes, I got a good one. I couldn't imagine having me hear it. I could not imagine.
Lauren. All I can say is Lauren.
I know.
What? Oh my gosh.
Lauren, you said love your fam. You know her husband?
So I do her cousin's hair, and I know her cousins and her aunt. So that's it. She talks about her husband quite a bit. We do like talk about like sex a lot and like how she's like trying, you know, to spice things up now. And there's a lot of issues there. So I know a lot about it. But I did not know that one.
Hairdresser talk. The things you reveal in the chair.
Yeah, there's not a lot of small talk in there.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
If you have an anxious attachment style, or you're nervous about being cheated on, or you have been cheated on, or you want to go somewhere to talk to someone that doesn't know your significant other and doesn't have preconceived notions about your partner and your previous relationships, I would highly suggest going to BetterHelp for some therapy. It's really, as a couple of our callers have said, it's hard to tell your family the truth when it comes to relationships, because you don't want them to judge your partner if things go back to normal. But anyways, BetterHelp is a really good place for that. It's like a third party that can like give you a nice, clear perspective. It's also very convenient because you do it all on your computer or your phone, and you can message, you can video call, and you can change the date of your therapy very, very easily, because I know we all have very flexible and ever-changing schedules. So therapy is also flexible for you on BetterHelp.
Yeah, and Lauren, not to mention that the times that you found yourself in therapy have
always
been tumultuous men experiences.
Tumultuous. The hardest word to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always from men. So
yeah. All right. So you guys, just all you do, you fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and as Lauren really knows, you have to date therapists. So if you don't like jive with them, you can change anytime, no additional charge. So get a break from your thoughts. You can visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it. Hello, anonymous caller. Hi. I heard that you have quite the cheating story. If you could give it to us in an abbreviated form, about 5-10 minutes, we'd love to hear it.
I would love to tell you. All right. So this is like 2012 to 2014. I met this guy when I was at a restaurant with my mom, and it was actually our server. And I was
classic.
Just
did your mom be like, you should talk to him. He's so cute. Yep.
This is our mom.
Yep. You know, moms are like, yeah, he's cute. Do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote my number on the bill. And
perfect idea. Classic.
Waited for him to text me. And he texted me, and things were going really well, and we hit it off, and I started going over to his house more and hanging out more. Things just moved really quick. We were really into each other, and there were some signs along the way, which I talked to a lot of friends, and a lot of times there always is lots of signs along the way. Sometimes not, sometimes there is. And what happened, the big first sign was... I went over to his house the day before my grandpa's funeral to get a shirt because I had left it there. And he's like, oh, yeah, just go in, let yourself in. I get there. He's not there. And he said he's at the gym. He comes in and he's dressed in full dress clothes, dress shoes, and he smells like smoke. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're at the gym. That's a little suspicious. Yeah. Ends up that he was out with a drink with one of his ex-girlfriends. So I believe the story of they were just talking, catching up, you know, nothing was happening.
Sure. And you excuse that he lied about going to the gym?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the most of the red flag, probably.
Yep. I was like, okay, I believed it. We had a little fight. We got back together. And fast forward a year later, we're engaged. Okay. We were just in the beginning stages of planning the wedding. Thankfully, we did not actually pay for anything. It was in the planning stages. And I hooked the laptop up to the TV to play music, and all these pop-ups, not pop-ups, like windows were open, and I'm like, what is this? It was like sex chats and like webcams, and I'm like, what in the world am I looking at? So I went through the history, and it was all links that had already been open. It's not like it's a pop-up, they're open links, like you previously went to the links. And then I just started digging and looking at all these past history and to see what was there. Because I'm like, I need evidence. Like, I need, this is it. Like, I need to know.
Did he know you were using his laptop?
Yeah, we use the laptop all the time for music.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, all the time. Well, huh. So,
well, what?
Yes, all the time. So I went, and there was also an email that was not his normal email. It was like his secret email, and it was all these emails to this girl. And so I read them, and he wasn't home. So I'm just like, this is it. Like, I can't get married to you knowing that this is going on. Mm-hmm. I opened up the emails. I read them. I confronted him when he got home. And his excuses was that, yes, he did have sex with this girl when we were together. And he was again messaging her to hook up, but it was early on in the relationship.
And what were the dates on these emails, though?
Yeah.
So the past email was from when they first originally hooked up when we first started dating.
Okay.
And then there was one that was just sent recently, and that was kind of like, I caught him right before they met again.
Holy shit.
Well, dude.
In the process of meeting again.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, what were the emails saying? Were they all about meeting up, or was there anything explicit?
Nothing explicit in the emails. It was about meeting up. So my red flags are, okay, well, obviously you're meeting up to hook up if you already hooked up. And this is your hookup girl, right?
Yeah.
So I confronted him, and apparently he wanted to hook up with her again because she did things that he liked that I don't do. And that whole, you know, story came out. Wow. And I was like, you're disgusting. Like, I don't want to be married to you. I gave him the ring back. I left.
And that's it.
Well, the next day, like 2 days later, he's still trying to get me back. And I'm like, you're not changing. He's like, I'll go to counseling. I'll get help. Like, it was so long ago. Like, I'm so sorry.
It wasn't so long ago.
Right?
It was like, yeah. Dude, we have the date.
Trying to get you back. trying to bring you back. And, you know, the whole story gaslight me. And it ended up that I felt to myself, I need more, a little bit more evidence to be like, you're never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I did something that I probably shouldn't have, invaded his privacy. I logged into his email. And okay. two days after that the engagement ended, he was already on a dating site and already had two dates scheduled.
So I was wow. like,
there
and
you
he
go.
Was still, and he was still he's asking still for you back.
Wow. Right?
At the same right? time. Well, we've just had a conversation before this that is it invading your privacy when you're in a committed relationship, like engaged or married, or when you feel like you have reason to go through their stuff, like you're looking for cheating, yeah. you know? So I don't know. I wouldn't apologize for that.
Yeah, no. I think you're fine there.
Yeah.
I'm married now. I have a wonderful husband.
Congrats.
A year-old.
Oh, thank nice. You.
But we don't invade each other's privacy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have
you trust.
That gut feeling, you're just like, yeah. no, I need to know and I need that evidence because otherwise he just talks you around in circles.
Now, let me ask you this. So he said that this girl does stuff that you don't do. Did he ask you to do these things?
Exactly.
No. Can no. I say it no. was?
Yeah, sure.
It was to lick his butthole. Like, I don't personally do that. I've never been asked to do that. I don't know if I could do that.
Right.
But that was apparently something that happened. And I'm just like, yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it was the porn.
That's not my thing.
The porn that you saw or all the open tabs and stuff, was that like a specific kind of porn? Or
it was called Tight Tiny Teens.
That's bad.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. No.
Bad.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Like, it's not like there was some Russian webcam thing, which that I don't really know if that was a pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see other webcam links where it was clearly a visited site. But okay. It was the previous sites where it actually said, like, searching that tight, tiny teen. I was like,
wow.
That's
so we actively saw that out.
Yeah, it creeped me out. Like, that's just
creepy.
My gosh.
So, do you know what this man is doing today?
Yeah. What? Like, in terms of a career?
Like, is he in a relationship?
Life. He was in a relationship after, and that person had children, and she found out pretty quickly what he was like. Same thing happened. He cheated on her as well. And after that, I know he was in an open relationship, and that's the last thing I heard.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. But he told me after that he's cheated on everybody he's ever been with, except for one, because he didn't have time. That came out after.
He didn't have time.
Didn't have time. And she licked his butthole, probably.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Last question for you. Do you know what happened with the webcam? Was it like vice versa? Like, he had a webcam set up so that he can speak to these people?
He denied it. And
the porn stars or et cetera.
So I have no idea
what this kind of opens up another conversation, is watching porn cheating. It depends on the relationship.
That's why I sort of ask, because I'm like, was it like a mutual thing where it was like cyber sex, or was it just watching porn? Which, you know, you can have a problem with either, obviously.
Yeah. Like, I personally don't care if somebody watches porn, but they're like, is it every day, all day? And then my thing would be, are you interacting? Is it a live webcam?
Yeah, exactly. That's cheating.
Two very good points.
That's a boundary I'm not willing to move on.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Anonymous, for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
We're sorry you had to go through it, but we're happy that you're married with child now.
Yeah, we're good. I've met a wonderful guy.
So good. Thank you so much for coming.
Next up, we have Sarah to tell us her horror story in cheating. So, Sarah, if you could just briefly tell us the juiciest tidbits in about 5 to 10 minutes, we'd love to hear.
Okay. Well, I've been dating a guy for a few months, and I went over to his house one time, and his roommate, who was male, like, because my boyfriend had made me dinner, and we were sitting there, and I was like, I almost felt like a third wheel at this dinner date with the roommate. It was the most, like weirdest thing. Like, he just wouldn't leave us alone in, like, the house, like, in the living room or the dining room. And I look back and I'm like, oh, this makes so much more sense. The crazy part is how I found out about it was series of events. His cell phone won't charge. And so he swears that, like, I told him my plug-in, it This was back in 2014. So my plug in my car did not charge. And I kept telling him that and he wouldn't believe me. So he actually left his phone and charger in my car. And so I was, to prove him wrong, I was like, I'm going to charge it just to prove him wrong in the wall. And come to find out, the whole charging thing ended up like, and but he'd had me check. He didn't have his phone locked. He told me I could look through his phone. So I'd already gotten permission. So okay. Everything started popping up because his phone has been dead for over 24 hours. And the roommate starts like, these text messages start coming up from the roommate. And it's all like, where are you? And then I go back because I'm curious, like, why does he care so much? Mm-hmm. And ends up that he has all these text messages from like, you know, like in exchanges of amount of money. And come to find out, I found out that he was giving his roommate hand jobs for discounted rent.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so glad you came on, because when I read your story, I was like, no way.
What? Okay, so the roommate was like essentially like in love with him because he was keeping so many tabs on him, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, I was like, how did this even start? Like, I had so many questions. Like, I mean, I broke up with him, but I had like all these, like, what in the world? And so he apparently, during a time when he was kind of out of work, he decided to do through the backdoor website, do happy ending massages for men.
Okay, wait. What is the backdoor website?
It's like where you can get access to, like, I don't know, kinky stuff. Kind of like back then a Craigslist for sexual stuff.
Okay.
And so he ended up, like, advertised on there, had a massage table, and that's how he would make extra money. And I, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know, the way I was raised, if I was going to make extra money or, like, it was really hard up, I'd go to McDonald's. Like, yeah. I mean,
bartender, my last resort waitress, is not... Yeah, waiter.
Yeah, not to go to, to go do massages.
Was he like extremely good looking that any like man would want him?
No, I mean, he was like 6'7". Like he was.
Oh, that's a kink. That's okay, a kink. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the other day I was like, well, why don't you do it for women? And he's like, well, there's not a business for women. And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of disagree. But so it was kind of crazy. And then so that was the whole,
so for him hand jobs was like nothing. He's like, I do this all the time for money, I might as well discount my rent. But then his roommate was all like, I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you think that he like knew going into the apartment that it would be a negotiation?
I think so, because that was how he met him, was through
okay. Wow.
That's quite the story of being cheated on. Were you in an exclusive relationship?
Yes, but we hadn't, not done anything below the belt. Okay. Like, for some reason I had reservations, and I'm glad that I went with my reservations.
It seemed like he wasn't really necessarily trying to hide the fact that he was doing this, because he was like, go through my phone, whatever, right?
Right. Well, the thing was, is he didn't have a lot of history on his phone. Uh-huh. But I know that he was probably deleting a lot of stuff. And so there's probably other stuff on there that I didn't know about either.
Wow. That's all juicy. Right.
Well, thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Yeah. See ya.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Recently, Jared and I did an ad for a food delivery service, and Jared was like, we need like a baking pan. And I was like, no way, really? The baking pan gets to be
showcased
on display? Yes. So we have caraway.
What color do you have?
We have the olive green.
Oh, very nice.
So pretty. And I was like, well, this is the perfect opportunity. And it truly made the ad and the food look so much better in this aesthetic cookware. Caraway products, we love them because they basically have that non-stick tendency, but they're made without any toxic materials. Like, I don't know what these are, but maybe you do. They're called PFASs, PTFEs, and POAs. All those things that they even say, POFAs, they say They're hard to produce. They're hard to pronounce chemicals, but they're made without them. So they're made with ceramic, and it's naturally slick surface means that you don't have to use a ton of butter or oil to like put down first.
Basically, caraway is going to make you healthier because you don't have to put butter or oil down first.
No, you do. Like, I mean, like, of course you're going to want to coat it a little bit, but you don't have to like, go overboard. And maybe you can experiment. Maybe you can try it without. But 50,000 people have raved about Caraway Kitchen, and now it's your time to try it.
Can
Lauren,
I just say
give
that,
them the deal. Oh,
okay.
You want to say?
I was just going to say with fall time coming, praise be.
I
really think of like
football, pumpkin bread in
football,
one of these things,
pumpkin bread, maybe Thanksgiving stuff coming in this. Like,
it's Thanksgiving,
really pretty,
yeah,
like lasagnas and delicious bread and all that stuff. And it's like, it looks really, really nice to cook in. So, if you guys want like a fall baking set, Caraway is it. So, visit carawayhome.com/get it to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. The deal is exclusive to our listeners, so go to carawayhome.com/get it or use the code get it at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Our last caller is on the line. Hello, Anonymous. Would you like to give us your cheating story?
I would, but I just want you to know that this is like super raw and rare. Not rare, super raw, because this happened like I found out like 3 days ago.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Just bear with me.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I tend to sweep things under the rug. So I haven't talked about it with literally anybody. So I'll answer whatever I need to, but I haven't talked about it. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, be free to be emotional. We always are.
Camera's off. So we're good.
Okay.
So, oh God, I don't even know where to start. Almost a year ago is when I had found out that I was pregnant. And then, my boyfriend is, his job, he travels a lot. So, Okay, so he travels a lot. So I found out like a week before, no, I found out when he was already overseas, and I got a message from this girl. And she had told me that she was really nice, by the way. I actually really liked her. And she sent
me...
like
the other woman in the movie.
No, literally. I was like, wow, I could totally be friends with this girl. Mm-hmm. We actually, like, we followed each other on Instagram. It was super toxic, but I liked her.
What's the timeline of this? Is this a year ago?
This is almost exactly a year ago.
Okay.
So she had sent me a message on Facebook and Instagram, and I had saw the one on Facebook first, and it was just like, hey, I know you don't know who I am, but I just want you to know that XYZ happened. We've had a relationship, him and I, for the past 3 months. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, what? Like 3 months? And she's like, yeah, we met in July, and we've been involved like romantically, physically, emotionally, all the above. And she was like, I have like proof if you need proof. And it's not that I necessarily like needed proof, but like I almost like wanted to see it.
Yeah.
To like, not that I didn't believe it, because of course I believed it, but I needed to see it. So she sent me like super dirty text messages that I wish I had never seen. She sent me ring camera footage of them like kissing on the ring camera.
Oh,
like,
that's bad.
And then I like the psychopath in me like went back to like the timestamps and was like, okay, so where was he on September 1st at 11 p.m. And I hadn't heard, and I like scrolled back my text messages and I hadn't heard from him in like 3 hours. So I'm like, okay, yep, that makes sense. So that was it. And then I called his bluff and he admitted everything to me, and that super like sad sobbing, I'm so sorry, like I want this family, I want to make this work. So stupid me believed it, and it wasn't like healthy and good for a long time. Like I tried my hardest to like believe him and forgive him. So like I tried to go back to how it used to be, but it took a while. And then
just a question before we go forward.
No, that's okay.
Why did the girl come forward?
Did she know you existed?
Yeah, so she had seen my gender reveal, and I think when she realized that there was a baby in the picture, that I also think she really liked him too. So I think that a part of it of her came from like being hurt And also, like, I think she kind of felt for me a little bit because there was a baby in the picture. So she knew that him and I were serious. So I also think she's a girl's girl. Like, I think she didn't know that I existed. And then she just wanted me to know too, like, for.
Do you know how she found out you existed?
Yeah.
She probably deep dove into, like, his Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause like every girl does that. I could tell you X, Y, and Z from, like, any guy I've ever dated from Facebook and social media. Yeah. But yeah, so that was it. And then from what I know, they lost contact because she blocked him, he blocked her, all this fun stuff. And then what I had thought was going to be, like, an upward step for us, like, it wasn't, because then I had my son. And then I get a message on Friday of this girl down, like, where he recently had a work trip. And she also sent me, like, all these receipts and, like, pictures and videos of, like, them at the bar together. And, like, and you know how I found this out, too, is there's this, like, which is actually an amazing page, and it's a shame that it even has to exist, but it's like, are we dating the same guy on Facebook? And it's like a group of like 10,000 women, and they just like post these like pictures of men. And it's like, hey, I'm dating this guy from Miami. Does anyone know him? Like, and these girls will comment and be like, oh yeah, like he's toxic, like run. So it's like this whole group chat or whatever. And our story was posted, and like my name was posted, my son's name was posted, his name was posted. So like I got blasted on this social media page, and
but without reaching out to you first.
Yeah, but she knew who I was, so I don't understand why she couldn't have just messaged me in private. Because really my best friend from Colorado screenshotted it and sent it to me. I had this super random girl that I knew from like a while ago, she screenshotted it and sent it to me through Instagram. Like now it's like, okay, it's only a matter of word of mouth, like how much this, or like how fast this will get around. And like, I didn't want it to like get to my family, because like the part of me like still wants to protect him.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I don't want like my parents to find out or my sisters to find out. So I was like super embarrassed that like this was even like posted. Like I messaged the administrators to like, please take this down. Like I get it. I'm here. I found out, but like, it doesn't need to be on anymore.
Right.
And then this other girl came forward that I didn't know about. So it was this giant, like it almost felt like the Me Too movement. Like everyone was just coming forward, like all these girls. And I'm like, what the frig? Like,
As long as the post was up, there were still girls commenting under it and I hooked up with him. I talked to him, and this was all in Miami. I don't want to blast. I don't want to put you on blast.
No,
but is this the city that you both live in together?
Yes.
So it's not like when he's traveling together and doing this when he's on work or anything.
Yeah. So.
Bold.
So yeah, that happened. And the girl didn't actually message me first. I found out through this Facebook thing. And then I found the girl because she had recently looked at my Instagram story. So I was just like scrolling through, and I'm like, I almost knew that she would. So I was like scrolling through, and I was like, this girl looks, I haven't seen her before. I click her, and her locations like on her photos, like matched up to where his work trip was. So I messaged her, and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry to even bother you, but like, do you know this person? And she was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Like my friend posted that on Facebook. Like we found out who you were. And I didn't like say this to her, but it's like, you knew who I was. So why couldn't you have privately messaged me? Like instead of like blasting me on this. So
what the hell?
But yeah, long story short, that's where I'm at right now.
Do you guys live together?
We own a house together.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so how did you tell him the second time that you know?
So at the end of the post, it was like, if you want to call his bluff, ask him about, and it was like in quotation marks, it was like the bear fight or bear fight or something. So I called him, he's at work, and I was like, hey, I just have like a quick question. He's like, yeah, babe, like what's going on? Like acting like nothing was wrong. And I was like, oh, like what happened with the bear fight? And he was like, I could just tell like his voice was like, what do you mean? Like his tone of voice. And I was just like, oh no, like I'm just genuinely curious what happened with the bear fight. And he's like, well, why are you asking me that? And then I was like, because a girl that you had sex with messaged me. Like that's how I know, which she actually didn't message me at that point, but I just said that. And then
he was like, yeah, I hooked up with her, and I hung up on him, and I was like, I wasn't even, like, sad. I was just like, damn, here we go again. Like, you just trust someone so much, and it's like, you think a baby is going to stop them from doing that. You think having their location is going to stop them. Like, nothing, like, if someone wants to cheat, they're going to cheat, and that's what happened.
So the bear fight, so this was targeted to you, like, if you, the fiancé, wants to...
If anybody wants to
call him out,
the way that the post, the way that the post was written, it was like she was speaking to me. Yeah. She was she's like, the man you call your best friend, who I had just posted about him being my best friend. And it's like, she was literally talking to me. So like, that's why I got really frustrated, because it's like, again, why are you not messaging me? Like, why do you have to blast me like that?
There's a lot of like questions, like, do you tell, like, if you find out that a husband or a spouse is cheating, do you tell the wife or just let her find out on her own? As you being in that situation, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's always better to know. Like, it sucks. And it's like, there's always going to be reasons not to stay or not to leave. But it's like, at least you have the chance or the option to leave if you want to. You know, it's like, if you don't know, then you don't have that option to leave, but you do know, so you do. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, there's no easy way to navigate it, but I think it's always best to know, like, no matter how hard it is to tell that person. Like, my best friend called me hysterically crying and was like, I am so sorry that this is how you have to find out, but so-and-so just sent this to me and I need you to know. And I was like, I already knew, but thank you.
I'm like, what did your heart, like, how did you feel physically?
Yeah, I always think about the physical.
When I'm sad, I have no appetite, where it's like, sometimes people, like, it's a reverse effect. Like, sometimes they do have an appetite and they, like, get comfort from that. But, like, I don't, like, I sink like a hermit crab. I hide myself. I don't speak to anybody. I don't eat. I don't take care of myself. But it's like, when I found this out, like, I was just so sad for my baby, because like, that's who he has to look up to. And it's like, it's not a mistake when it happens multiple times. Like, that, this isn't a mistake anymore. Like, it's just his way of life. And,
It's serial cheating. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, he clearly needs therapy. Like, I mean, everyone can benefit from therapy, but it's like, this is happening multiple times, and like, there's no, like, he needs therapy. I don't know how he'll ever go on in life without therapy.
So are you getting your ducks in a row this weekend, or are you just like, take this time to like, grieve this relationship?
Honestly, I don't have an answer. Like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
I really don't. Like, right now I'm like, sleeping in the guest room of my own house. I'm like, trying to like, be happy and like, laugh and smile, but like, I can't. It's so hard too. And like, the hardest part is the baby. Like, if there was no baby in the picture, I would be gone. Keep the house, keep the money, keep whatever the hell you want. Like, I don't care. Like, get me out of this. But like, I'm a child of divorced parents, like, and it was a messy divorce. Like, my dad cheated on my mom with 3 children, so it's like, I've seen it, and like, I don't want to go through it, but like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's happening. Like, it's hard when there's a baby involved.
Well, I just want to say that, like, even though this relationship is probably not long term, but you have your baby, who, like, in no matter how messy this is, like, the greatest blessing you could ever have. And like, you're going to always be thankful that it even happened, because you have the baby because of it. And I have a feeling that you're going to do just fine, whoever you end up with, and be a great mom, even if you have to be a single mom for a while.
Right.
And, you know, he could still be a really good dad, just not a good partner to you. So
it's heartbreaking, because he is a great dad. Yeah. Like, he got the parenting thing down way before I did. Like, I always struggled with, like, whether or not I would be a good mom. Like, I always felt like I never had, like, maternal instincts. Like, I was always so scared, but I looked to him, because he always wanted multiple kids, and he wanted a family, and he wanted all this stuff. And it necessarily, like, it wasn't me. Like, I never, not that I never wanted it, but, like, I was always scared to, because I didn't think I would be good at it. But, like, now I see him and he's such a great dad. So like, that's why like a part of me like still wanted to like mm-hmm. protect his character, because like, I don't want like my family, for instance, like to look at him and be like, oh, well, I don't want that baby. I don't want the baby with him. Like, he's a horrible person, when he's really not. Like, I think he's just a lost soul and like yeah. hasn't figured out how to cope with things. Like, I almost think like his cheating is like, he craves that like attention maybe.
Yeah.
Or like maybe yeah. it dives deeper than that. Yeah. But I think he has just like internal insecurities that are like completely separate from the way that he parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to find like a delicate way to tell your family so they don't like absolutely hate him, but also like knows yeah, why you're splitting up.
Right. And social media was not the way I wanted them to find out.
Oh, okay. So they didn't know about this post. Okay.
I don't think so. I would assume that they would message me if they did.
Right. I'm so sorry. This is the roughest weekend you'll ever have, but I think it's only going to go up. The hardest part may be over right now, because like the physicalness and like, just, I don't know, seeing just all that. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, please like keep in touch and let us know where this goes for you,
please.
Regardless of which way yeah. you make your decision. We're just rooting for you and sending you like all our love and like comfort vibes.
Yeah. Thank you. It was actually very nice to talk.
Well,
there's not many people to like talk about this with who are like, who actually like listen to you. Like, yeah. I feel like a lot of the times they're like biased and it's like, oh, well, F him, like F that. And it's like, I don't need that. Like, I need someone to just like listen to me.
Totally agree. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, thinking about you.
Both of you get in separate therapy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No couples therapy.
No couples therapy. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Okay,
thank you for your vulnerability and for sharing a story so fresh.
Yeah. Of course. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, guys. That was like equally as sad as it was entertaining.
There's a lot of emotions, a variety of emotions that were felt during the recording of this podcast. And I think it's definitely going to make for a part two. And my advice to all you out there, if you have a feeling,
if you got a feeling,
your gut, check things
investigate.
Out. Investigate. Yeah.
If you have a feeling, right. Investigate. And it just makes you very thankful to having a trusting partner and relationship.
Yes, we love you all. And thank you to everyone who called in. We're rooting for you.
And subscribe to our Patreon. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't get it.
Podcast. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.